Okay, folks, get ready for the deep dive today.
Sounds good.
It's going to be a wild one because we are looking at the AI explosion that is happening like right now.
Yeah.
Like literally right now. It's crazy.
Yes, it's happening so fast.
Yeah, and we've got all sorts of sources. So we have some like pretty much breaking news articles from like the tech world. And we also have some like test results that we're going to look at, like IQ test results, but for AIs.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So yeah, it's going to be really interesting to kind of see how these different AI models are actually stacking up against each other.
Yeah, are they getting smarter? Are they getting dumber?
Yeah, exactly. And like, where are we headed with all this? I
Yeah,
mean,
this is so
one
exciting.
minute it's like, okay, AI is scheduling my, dentist appointment, and the
Right.
next minute AI is writing a symphony.
And preventing nuclear war, apparently.
I know, right?
So,
So there's a lot to unpack. So
yeah.
let's just jump right in.
Let's do it.
So first up, we have OpenAI, of course. Because they seem to be kind of at the heart of all of this. And they are reportedly seeking like a crazy amount of money and funding,
Yeah, like a lot.
like $40 billion.
Yeah, 40 billion with a B.
Yeah.
That is massive.
It's insane. And that could like potentially value them at $340 billion.
Oh, wow. That's like a country.
It's like a small country.
Almost.
Yeah. I mean, think about like the implications of that kind of financial power in the AI landscape. It's kind of scary.
It is a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you wonder, what are they planning to do with all that money and all that influence? I mean, are we going to see even more rapid development of AI technologies as a result?
Right. And I mean, what does it mean for competition in the AI space?
Yeah.
If they have that much money, are they going to just like squash all the little guys?
Right. Or buy them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
And then, speaking of OpenAI, they're also partnering with the U.S. National Labs on Nuclear Security, which is like a whole other level of wow.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? So you've got AI now being used to, analyze threats and help prevent, potential nuclear disasters.
Right.
I mean, is this the future of global security?
It feels very sci-fi, doesn't it?
It does. It makes you wonder, what are the implications of that, I mean, how much are we going to rely on AI to keep us safe?
Right. And like, how much are we willing to give up control,
Exactly.
in order to feel secure?
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough question,
It is a tough question.
but it's one that we need to start thinking about because it seems like AI is going to be playing a bigger and bigger role in our lives, whether we like it or not.
Absolutely. And, speaking of AI playing a bigger role in our lives, let's talk about Google.
Okay.
So they just announced this new AI phone assistant called Ask For Me.
I saw that.
And
Yeah.
honestly, like, who actually likes making phone calls these days?
Nobody. I mean, who wants to be stuck on hold listening to that terrible music?
Right. And like navigating those endless phone menus, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
So this new AI assistant is like supposed to do all that for you.
That's the idea. Yeah. So you need to schedule an appointment or track down a package, whatever it is. Google's AI will make the call, gather the information, and then send you a summary like 30 minutes later.
Wow. That's actually pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. I mean, think about how much time and frustration that could save people.
Right. And like, I would totally use that.
Oh, yeah, me too. Absolutely.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Yeah, they're also rolling out Talk to a Live Representative,
Okay.
which is essentially like an AI that waits on hold for you.
So it just sits there and listens to the music.
Yeah, and like navigates the menus. And then when a real person is finally available, it alerts you and you can take over the call.
Oh, wow. That's like next level.
I know, right? Like, is this peak AI absurdity? Are we just like creating AI to solve problems that were created by technology in the first place?
It's funny because it is kind of ironic, isn't it? I mean, but it also, raises these questions about like what is the future of human interaction and work,
Right.
If AI is handling all of our calls, who are we even talking to anymore?
Right. I mean, I guess maybe we'll just all be talking to AIs eventually.
Yes, the future, yeah.
AI to AI conversations.
Yeah.
And we're just like left out of the loop.
Right. Who knows? It's definitely something to think about.
It is. And, Google also has that duplex technology, which is like the AI that's designed to sound supernatural and human-like on the phone.
Yeah, I've heard of that. It's a little creepy.
It is a little creepy.
Yeah, like you're talking to a robot and you don't even know it.
Right, exactly. I mean,
Yeah.
so is this the future we want? Do we want a world where we can't even tell the difference between a human and a machine?
That's a good question.
It is a good question, and I don't know if we have the answer to that yet, but
Yeah.
it's definitely something we need to be thinking about.
Absolutely.
Okay. But enough about phone calls. Let's talk about something a little more fun. How about AI that can compose music?
Okay. Yeah, I like music.
Have you heard about Refusion?
I have heard of Refusion, yeah.
Okay, so this is a platform that lets you create like original music using text prompts.
Text prompt, so like you just type in what you want to hear.
Yeah, like you could type in like jazzy cyberpunk space opera.
Wow, that's specific.
I know, right? And then the AI will like compose a piece of music that actually reflects those influences.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I know, right?
That's amazing.
And you don't even need to be a musician to use it.
Oh, really?
No, it's like it's all about making creativity accessible to everyone.
Ah, that's awesome.
I know, right? And plus, Refusion's AI like learns your preferences over time.
Oh, that's cool.
So it can like tailor the music to your specific taste.
Wow, so it's like having a personal AI composer on call 24/7.
Exactly.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay.
I mean, it really speaks to this whole trend of AI like democratizing creative fields, like whether it's music or art or writing, AI is breaking down barriers and empowering people to express themselves in ways that like we never could before.
Yeah, and I think that's super exciting.
It is.
Okay, but are you ready for like a real mind bender?
Okay, hit me.
So Google is reportedly hiring engineers to develop AI that can improve itself.
Improve itself.
Yeah, like recursive self-improvement.
Oh, wow. So this is like getting into the realm of like artificial general intelligence, right?
Yeah, like AGI, like AI, that's as smart as humans,
Yeah.
potentially even smarter.
Okay. Yeah. This is where things get really interesting
I know, right?
and a little scary.
A little scary.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens when AI can like learn and evolve on its own, you know?
Right. I mean, is this like the beginning of like sci-fi becoming reality?
It feels like it. I mean, like I'm both excited and terrified at the same time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's definitely a double-edged sword.
Right, exactly. And like, you know, if AI is getting this smart, how do different AI models stack up against each other?
Right.
That's where the DeepSeek IQ test comes in.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so this is like a test that's designed to assess AI's cognitive abilities.
Not just like how fast they are or how much data they can store.
Right, exactly. It's about like measuring things like problem solving, reasoning, logical thinking. You know, like the hallmarks of human intelligence.
Exactly. So it's like, are they actually thinking like we do?
Right. And so we have this visual representation of the scores right here. And it's fascinating to see like the range.
Yeah.
So some AI models are scoring below average human intelligence, which is kind of reassuring, I guess.
Yeah, at least for now.
Yeah, exactly. But then others are like way off the charts, like scoring way higher than the average human.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and like Gemini Advanced and ChatGPT-4, they seem to be leading the pack right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a mixed bag, you know?
It is.
Some AIs are still pretty dumb,
Right.
but some are getting really smart really fast.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the scary part, right?
Yeah, it is a little scary. I
Right.
mean, what happens when AI can like outthink us in every way?
Yeah. I mean, that's a question that nobody really knows the answer to,
Right.
but it's definitely one that we need to be thinking about
Yeah, absolutely.
because it seems like that future is coming whether we're ready for it or not.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So I guess the big question is like, what do we do about it?
Right. I mean, how do we prepare for a future where AI is potentially more intelligent than us?
Yeah. And like, how do we ensure that AI is used for good,
Right.
you know, and not for evil?
Right, exactly, because the potential is there for both.
Yeah, I mean, AI could solve all of our problems, or it could create a whole bunch of new ones.
Right.
So it's really up to us to like guide its development in a way that benefits humanity.
Yeah. I mean, we need to be having these conversations now
Yeah, absolutely.
before it's too late.
Right before the robots take over.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
Yeah, we have.
We've gone from scheduling phone calls to like potentially reshaping the future of humanity.
It's a lot to process.
It is a lot to process, but I think it's important to like really grapple with these issues, you know,
Absolutely.
and not just shy away from them because this is the future that's coming, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, I agree.
So I guess what I want to ask you is like, what development from today's deep dive like really stood out to you?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's the fact that AI is becoming so much more accessible,
Okay.
you know, with things like Refusion and these smaller, more efficient AI models. It's not just something that's limited to big tech companies anymore.
Right.
It's something that anyone can use and experiment with.
Yeah, and that's exciting and also a little scary.
Yeah, it is a little scary.
Because it means that AI is going to be impacting our lives in more and more ways.
Absolutely.
And we need to be prepared for that.
We do.
So what about you? Like, what really resonated with you from today's discussion?
You know, I think what really stood out to me was the discussion about AI and nuclear security. You know, the fact that AI is now being used to help prevent nuclear disasters, that's both fascinating and terrifying to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Because on the one hand, it's like, great, you know, we're using technology to make the world a safer place.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's like, are we really going to trust AI with something as important as nuclear weapons?
Right. I mean, it's a huge responsibility.
It is. And it makes you wonder, you know, who's ultimately in control?
Yeah. And like, what are the potential consequences if something goes wrong?
Exactly. I mean, these are questions that we need to be asking ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important to remember that these aren't just hypothetical questions anymore.
Right.
This is stuff that's happening right now.
Yeah, it is. It's happening as we speak.
So, yeah, it's a lot to think about. And I think it's important that we keep having these conversations.
Absolutely.
Because the future of AI is ultimately up to us.
It is.
You know, we have the power to shape it in a way that benefits humanity.
Right.
Or we can let it run wild and see what happens.
Yeah. And hopefully we choose the former.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's a good place to wrap up this first part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll be back soon with more insights and analysis on the ever-evolving world of AI.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So stay tuned, folks.
And stay curious.
Exactly. Because the future is full of surprises.
It is.
And AI is definitely going to be a big part of it.
Absolutely. So these DeepSeek IQ tests, right, they're not just looking at, you know, processing speed or data capacity. It's like they're trying to figure out how well these AI models can actually like think.
So it's about more than just like brute computational power.
Exactly. Okay. It's about like problem solving, reasoning, you know, even abstract thinking.
Wow. So like the stuff that we usually associate with like human intelligence.
Yeah. And the results are super interesting.
Okay. What are we seeing?
Well, there's a huge range of scores.
Oh.
Some AI models are actually performing below average human intelligence, which is kind of like,
okay.
At least for now.
Yeah, at least for now.
But then you have others that are like way off the charts.
Like how far off the charts are we talking?
I mean, some of these models are demonstrating cognitive abilities that are like mind-blowing.
Okay, so some AIs are still pretty dumb.
Yeah.
But some are getting really smart really fast.
That's the thing, right? It's happening so quickly.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the visual here and I see like Gemini Advanced and ChatGPT-4. They seem to be kind of leading the pack.
Yeah, they're definitely at the forefront of AI development right now.
Okay. And their scores are like surpassing the average human IQ.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
So what does that tell us about like where AI is headed?
I mean, it suggests that we're on the verge of something truly remarkable. You know, these leading AI models, they're exhibiting abilities that we once thought were exclusive to humans.
Right. And that's both exciting and terrifying at the same time.
It is. Yeah. Because it makes you wonder what happens when AI can actually outthink us in every way.
Right. Are we talking like the singularity is near kind of thing?
I mean, some experts believe that we're on an inevitable path towards artificial general intelligence.
AGI.
Yeah, where AI will not only match, but surpass human intelligence across the board.
Okay, so like robots writing novels, composing symphonies, running for political office.
I mean, maybe not that far, but it's definitely within the realm of possibility.
Okay, so it's not just like a sci-fi fantasy anymore.
No, it's something that we need to start taking seriously.
Right, and like how do we even begin to prepare for that kind of future?
That's the million-dollar question, and I don't think anyone really knows the answer yet.
Right, it's like uncharted territory.
Exactly, we're in uncharted territory, but I think the first step is just to acknowledge that this is happening.
Okay.
And to start having these conversations now before it's too late.
Yeah, and to think about like what kind of future we want to create with AI.
Right, because it's a powerful tool and it can be used for good or for evil.
And we need to make sure that we're steering it in the right direction.
Absolutely, because the decisions that we make today about AI are going to have a profound impact on the future.
Yeah, our future and the future of generations to come.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about like the really advanced stuff, the kind of stuff that's still on the horizon.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure that we don't lose sight of the fact that AI is already impacting our lives in countless ways.
Right.
Like it's not just some futuristic concept. It's already here.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And it's often working behind the scenes, you know, like powering the recommendations we see online, the personalized ads, the spam filters, like all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and we often don't even realize it.
Right. It's just become so integrated into our
It's
lives.
like the air we breathe, we don't think about it until it's gone.
Exactly. And I think it's important to like take a step back and appreciate how much AI is already doing for us.
I agree.
Like it's making our lives easier, more efficient, more enjoyable in so many ways.
Absolutely. I
Yeah.
mean, think about how much time we save every day because of AI.
Right. And like how much more convenient our lives are.
Exactly.
So yeah, AI is not all doom and gloom.
No, definitely not. I mean, it has the potential to make our lives so much better.
Right. And I think that's something that we need to focus on, you know?
Yeah.
Like how can we use AI to create a better future for everyone?
Yeah, it's the goal.
Yeah. And I think it's achievable if we work together.
I agree. I think collaboration is key here.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to bring together the best minds from all over the world to figure out how to harness the power of AI for good.
Right. And to make sure that everyone benefits from these advancements.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I think that's a good place to wrap up our discussion on the future of AI.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's been a fascinating conversation, and I feel like I've learned a lot.
Me too.
So thank you for joining me today.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. And to our listeners out there, I hope you found this deep dive informative and thought-provoking.
Yeah, keep those questions coming.
Exactly. We love to hear
Wonderful.
from you, and we want to know what you think about all this AI stuff.
Yeah, because it's going to impact all of us.
So stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.
And stay tuned for more deep dives coming soon.
Yeah, we'll be back with more explorations of the cutting edge of technology and culture.
It's going to be a wild ride.
It is so, buckle up, folks.
And enjoy the future.
Exactly, because it's already here. And it's not just happening in Silicon Valley and like the usual tech hubs, right?
Right.
Like we're talking about Sakana AI in Japan and their tiny swallow language model.
Yeah, that was a cool one.
Yeah, that works offline on smartphones. It's like hyper-localized AI development.
It is, and I think it's so important because not everyone has constant internet access.
Right.
But that shouldn't mean they can't benefit from these advancements in AI.
Exactly. And it's not just about language either.
Right.
Like, think about healthcare in developing countries or agriculture in like remote regions.
Yeah, the potential is huge. I mean, AI could help us solve so many problems.
It really could. And it's like we're just getting started.
Yeah, I mean, we're just scratching the surface.
It feels like we're on the brink of this whole new era, you know, where AI is like a partner in progress,
Yeah.
helping us like solve problems that have been around for like centuries.
I love that idea. AI as a partner.
Yeah, it's cool, but it also comes with a lot of responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. We can't just like unleash AI on the world and hope for the best.
Right, we have to be really thoughtful about how we develop and deploy it.
Exactly. And we have to make sure that it benefits everyone.
Not just like a select few.
Right. Equity is so important.
Yeah, and we need to have these like open and honest conversations about the potential risks.
Definitely. I mean, there are definitely risks and we can't ignore them.
Like bias, transparency,
Yeah,
accountability.
all of that. And we need to make sure that these AI systems are aligned with our values.
Right, like our human values.
Yeah, because ultimately we're the ones who are creating them.
And we're the ones who are going to be living with the consequence.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
we need to be really careful.
So I guess the big question is like, how do we do that? How do we ensure that AI is used for good?
It's a tough question, and I don't think there's an easy answer.
Right, but I think it starts with education.
Yeah, people need to understand how AI works.
And they need to be aware of the potential risks and benefits.
Exactly. And we need to be having these conversations across disciplines, across cultures.
Yeah, it's a global issue.
It is, and we need a global solution.
So, to all of our listeners out there, we encourage you to keep learning about AI.
Yeah, stay curious, stay informed.
And most importantly, stay engaged.
Yeah, because the future of AI is ultimately up to all of us.
We have the power to shape it.
And to create a future where AI benefits all of humanity.
That's a future worth fighting for.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll be back soon with more explorations of the cutting edge of technology and culture.
Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep imagining the possibilities.
Because the future is full of them.
It is.